good morning, everyone. It is the morning disaster. I am a little annoyed. Proudly displaying my morningdisaster.net bumper sticker on my scooter. And riding about town. And now, if you will, let's turn it over to Ray Lytle and Nikki. It's the morning disaster.
Well, thank you, little Noid. How delectable. It is the morning disaster. Hey, Nikki.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hmm. Well, were you hoping I couldn't?
No. Something's not right again.
What'd you do now?
My headphones part's not working.
Your head?
It was just working.
And?
Hold on.
All right. Hold on, everybody. Nikki's headphones aren't working.
It's supposed to be working.
Yeah? What did you, I mean, what would you have done in the last 24 hours to make it stop?
Nothing. He had him on before he went to work.
Oh. All right. Good old Nikki.
There we go.
There, you see? It was nothing.
Well, it was working like 2 seconds ago because I was listening to David Bowie. And then I called you.
Oh, so you were listening to David Bowie.
Yeah. Through my headphones.
You couldn't listen to the stuff I was playing. You listened to David Bowie.
No, I was testing everything.
Mm-hmm. You were something else.
Plus, it's been a year. You know, I was listening to a little David Bowie. Did you play David Bowie?
No, I didn't play David Bowie. Should I have played David Bowie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I'll play some David Bowie after, just for you, Nikki.
I got David Bowie on YouTube.
For you. Well, I was, I mean, I played some good music leading up to the show. I mean, I was playing we were playing an old show from 99 or 2000, okay? Mm-hmm. Then, and then I played some Bob Seger.
Yeah.
And then some Journey.
What did you play from Journey?
Just the Same Way. So it was pretty, it was good.
I could have done without the Bob Seger.
Oh, for God's sake.
I saw him in concert with the Bear when I was like 10.
Let me just get something right. Okay. You're complaining about me playing something that you admittedly didn't even hear.
Right.
You're complaining about it. Mm-hmm. I just want to go on record as saying this is what Nikki's doing.
I don't approve of your choices.
She's complaining about something she didn't even hear, everyone.
I have an opinion, you know.
That she had no intention of listening to because she was listening to David Bowie. Because
I was fighting these headphones.
Oh, my God.
I had to turn them on and turn the speakers off.
You are something else.
Of course I am.
Oh, my God. Yes, I have a dilemma today.
Oh, no.
I'm sitting in my office, right, doing the show.
And the cat litter still needs change.
No, the cat litter's been changed. It's been changed. It's fine. My phone, I left my phone in the living room.
And it's ringing.
I don't care if it's ringing or not. I don't answer during the show. But to do Facebook Live, I need my phone.
It's Wednesday.
And, so the choices are that I take a break to run and get the phone or I don't do Facebook Live. And to be honest, I'm comfortable right now.
Like comfortable.
I'm properly in.
You don't have a camera on your computer?
No. Well, no. No, because I have a different monitor that doesn't have a camera. No, I have nothing. Yeah, no, I'm not even. I don't even. I'm paranoid, okay?
Oh, no.
So I don't even keep computers with
Do you put tape over your cell phone camera?
No, I put it in my pocket.
Okay. Because there's people that put tape over it.
Yeah. No, I just I use it too much. I take pictures. I'm not gonna put tape over my phone.
Well, you just remove the tape and then take the picture and put the tape back on.
Oh, you have junked up stuff then. Mm-hmm. You know. It's going to get all sticky.
I just always lay it camera side down.
No, I don't.
Sometimes it freaks me out because that little camera thing starts, like, looking like it's recording something and I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, you know, the way...
The computer has a light that comes on when you're using it. I would wake up in the middle of the night and the light was on.
Well, who the hell was watching you sleep?
I don't know, but it would freak me out. So it got to the point I unplugged the damn thing.
You know, I'll tell you something. I think, I mean, the people that are worried about it, you know, mm-hmm. and I mean this, and I hope that it's not taken the wrong way, but the people that are worried about everyone watching them are people that don't do anything. There's nothing going on in their life.
It's creepy as somebody watching you through the window.
Okay, so what makes you think they're doing it?
Because the light would come on. That's the only time it would come on is when you're using it.
I'm talking, and not so much about you, but I am talking about people who are the most concerned. Well, they might watch me through, like my mother.
Well, they could hear your conversation, too.
Like my mother. Well, I'm very worried about someone watching me through the computer.
You talk.
Who the hell wants to watch you? Was my response. You know, is my response. I'm like, who wants to watch you?
Right.
What in the hell...
I don't know why he wants to watch me.
What in the hell are they possibly learning from watching you? what enjoyment are they getting out of it? Why would anyone watch you? You know what I mean? It's like, well, the government. Why would the government want to watch? What are you doing? No, the government would want to watch you.
Sex-starved weirdo.
Let's go to you then. Well, what? You're sleeping? What the hell are they watching? You just sleep?
I don't have clothes on.
And you don't have cover? There's no covers on you when you're sleeping?
It depends on if it's hot.
Wait a minute. You'll lay in bed. You'll lay in bed and sleep and just rip your sheets and blankets off.
I get hot
and you'll
when
just
I sleep.
Lay there naked. Oh, my God.
What?
You'll just lay naked in the bed? You'll sleep like that sometimes.
Yeah.
And you don't put some panties on or something when you're sleeping?
Most of the time, yeah.
Okay.
But sometimes not.
The only time I'll do that is if I get, like, it's not so much in the winter, but in the summer. Okay, sometimes in the summer, it'll be a nice hot day, and I'll take, because I'm sweaty everywhere, you know, I'll take a shower, you know. Mm-hmm. And I take a shower, and I get in there, clean everything, and, you know, I'm all refreshed. And then I'll have, like, time when I get out of the shower.
Right.
And I'll have, like, an hour and a half or 2 hours before I'm supposed to be somewhere. And I'll take the shower early and whatever, and I'm getting ready. And then I'll go sit on the bed when I get off. You know, I'll start drying off, and then I'll sit on the bed to finish drying off and everything, mm-hmm. you know, and get dressed. And I'll have all my clothes ready. You know, everything's ready to put on. At the end of the bed, you know, the socks, underwear, pants, shoe, you know, shirt.
I'm running around trying to grab stuff.
I know. I get everything first, okay, on my clothes. I put them on the bed, you know, when I'm going to get ready. What I do is I get out of the shower. And then I sit on the bed. And for some reason, I lay down. Right?
Because you're all clean and comfy.
Yeah, just getting out of the shower, especially with, like, new sheets.
I get tired taking a shower.
It tires you out.
Yeah. I'm, like, ready for a nap afterwards. Yeah.
It's a lot of work. I know, like, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to lie. There were times this winter.
Because you got to shave your legs.
Where, you know, taking a shower. Because I do a lot in that shower. You know, yeah. I don't have to shave. Well, I do shave. I shave my face sometimes in the shower. Mm-hmm. And I have a razor in there that I just use to shave. Like, I got the hot water going on my face. Mm-hmm. And I use the razor. There's no shaving cream or anything like that. I just use mm-hmm. the razor, and I just shave my neck mm-hmm. and then around my cheeks. You know what I mean? I just I do sort of save it there. and then I do. That's funny. And then I brush my teeth
in the shower.
I brush my teeth in the shower. I'm obsessed.
Same place you pee.
Well, listen. Well, then I'm not down there. I'm not in the drain.
What if it splashes on your toothbrush?
No, nowhere near each other. My dick is my toothbrush is nowhere near my penis.
Urine mouthwash.
No. And we're not talking about the Trump stuff. So I get in the shower and I brush my teeth. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I brush my teeth every time I shower. I don't shower without brushing my teeth.
I do that afterwards.
I know some people might think I will too. I know some people might think I'm crazy,
mm-hmm.
but I will brush my teeth because I'm you know me. I'm obsessive about brushing my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I brush my teeth in the shower. So this is when I get. So I get in, and I have the water running. My whole body's wet. I might take the soap and soap up my nuts. You know what I mean. When I first get in, but usually I get in and I brush my teeth. So I like to get that out of the way first, you know, so I feel refreshed. So I do feel refreshed after I brush my teeth. So then I wash my hair if I need it washed, you know, because I don't wash my hair every day.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Because it
you
gets
don't.
Too dry and brittle.
Yeah. It just, if you wash it every day.
You're not supposed to. If you ask any hairdresser, they'll tell you not to.
You go a couple days dirty and then you wash it like every third day or fourth day, whatever.
Yeah.
So I use the toothbrush and brush them. Then I will grab, I have all this bath stuff. And I use it so sparingly, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I have different shower gels from Lush, and I have cologne that I wear. I have a body wash, and you know,
right?
So I use a little bit of that whatever day it is. You know, I use some of that. Mm-hmm. Then I got the soap,
mm-hmm.
and I use the bar of soap to wash my balls. You know what I mean?
Nobody else is using
it. Yeah, no. I'm the only one that goes in the shower. You know?
Okay.
And then I wash my undercarriage, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get down there and scratch on that taint a little
bit. I knew you were going to go there.
Well, and sometimes that taint feels so freaking good when you're cleaning, you know?
Oh, God.
It does. It itches down there.
You'd probably like a finger in the butt.
No, I don't have anything near my butt. This is my taint. And it taint ass and taint balls. And
taint massage.
Yeah, I get down there and I'm cleaning and I just start scratching that. I start, you know, using the soap on it. I don't even use a washcloth on the taint. I get down there, direct soap. Direct soaping, direct soap to skin. I know some people don't like that. I know they don't, but this is how I do the taint. And I go from the front side, you know what I mean?
And I always wash backwards.
And then I go from the back to get in there, get that taint. And I will scratch it, you know. More than the wash, I get the scratch. It's like, oh, it feels so good to wash the imaginary itch of the taint.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the soap. Now, I used to just grab the soap directly and run it through my ass crack. Except I would drop the soap.
Yeah, it gets all.
I'm always dropping the soap, and it's, you know, and it sucks. So now I got a scrub brush, right?
Right.
Or else I use a washcloth. I got a washcloth, I use that. But I got the scrub brush, and I take the soap, and I lather up the scrub brush really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I run this scrub brush through my ass crack. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just get in there and, just give it a good scrubbing, you know. And then I bend over and let all the water, you know, go into my ass crack and stuff. You know. And on my taint. It also gets my taint.
Do you have the massager?
No. I have a regular shower.
I have the massager.
I wish I had the
love
thing.
Love it.
You know what? My shower is connected. It doesn't do that. But I wish I had that one that you take from the thing and
mm-hmm. It's real easy to install.
Well, yeah. And then I grab it.
I think it cost about $19.99.
Because I could grab it and just run it straight on my balls direct. Boy, that could clean everything out.
I clean my lady bits that way.
Yeah. No, unfortunately, I don't have that. So then I, after that's all cleaned off and stuff, then I do like behind my knees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you got to make sure, listen, you got to make sure, this is to everybody. Behind your ears, behind your knees.
Get stinky.
Yeah. Behind your knees, your belly button.
Oh, definitely the belly button.
If you have any fat folds, you know what I mean? All those things. Yeah. You need to be sure to wash all of these things.
It's called washing all of your body.
Yeah, and you got to do it with like a washcloth or you don't want to use the scrub brush that you've been taking down your ass. But you know what I mean?
No.
You got to make sure you're clean, you know?
Floofy.
Because there's nothing worse than taking a shower. And I've done this before. This is how I learned. You take a shower and then you get out and you're getting dressed. After you get dry, you know, then mm-hmm. you're getting dressed and all of a sudden you're like, oh, oh, and you're like, what is that smell?
I can tell you, I have never taken a shower and still smelled anything afterwards.
You're just like, and you can't figure out what the stench is, and you go, oh my God, it's like a part of my body. I forgot to clean something. So that's the worst feeling in the world. So that's why I give myself time to take a really good shower, you know, because I don't want that. You know, that you get in there and shower, and then there's part of you that you forgot to clean. Like you go, oh God, I forgot to do my belly button, or oh God, I forgot to go behind my, oh I didn't wash my taint, or whatever the hell it is, you know.
The only problem I have is getting the conditioner out of my hair.
Yeah, because it's too slimy.
It's very
right?
long,
yeah.
And I get impatient.
Yeah, see, my hair is nice and short now, so all I do is I just run. I mean, it's very quick for me to wash my hair, which I really like.
Not me. Mine's past my bra strap.
Oh, good Lord. You're practically a whore.
Why?
With your long whore hair.
It's about 2 inches past my bra strap.
Oh, your hair is very whorish.
It's not whorish.
I tell you, my hair is growing. It's not. Thank God, it's not growing fast.
I thought you wanted that haircut to grow out.
Well, yeah, but I'm so cheap. I am. I'm really cheap because we don't have any. We have zero money. We don't have any money.
Right. Right.
And I just can't afford. I can't afford to be, you know, getting haircuts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! If I could, I'd cut it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to do that.
I cut my brother's hair.
I'd look ridiculous though if I did. But man, I would love to cut my own hair. You don't know how much I would love that.
Mm-hmm. Get the flowy.
There's nothing I hate more.
Get the Flo-bee.
No, I don't want a Flo-bee. I'm just saying there's nothing.
Have somebody gift it to you.
Yeah. Well, it's just not. I mean, there's just nothing worse than getting my hair cut. But anyway, what I do is that I get out of the shower after my good, clean shower. Like, I got everything cleaned, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get out, and then I got two towels when I get out. I take one
for your head, one
for
your body. Yes.
I get out, and I immediately grab a huge bath towel, and I put it around my waist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I start, to where I have that going, right? Then I grab the other towel, all right? I grab the other towel. And I do my hair, you know,
mm-hmm.
for my hair and shoulders and man boobs and everything else, right?
Yeah.
And I go from the bathroom. Oh, I might actually go look.
You gotta go to the bathroom again?
No. I don't. I'm in the bathroom. Bathroom. I might look at my teeth again to see if there's anything I gotta. You know, it's like I said, I'm weird about my teeth. And, or I shave again if I miss spots in the shower or whatever. Mm-hmm. So then I go out into the bedroom and I'm drying myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And after I'm totally dry, I'll sit down in the bed to get dressed, and then I go, oh, well, let me just lean back. Let me just lay back for a second. And I lay down in the bed with the clean sheets and everything.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to be somewhere, like if I got to be somewhere in a couple hours, whatever. And I always set the alarm, no matter what. Even before I get in the shower, I set the alarm to say, hey, if God forbid something happened, this is the time I must leave the house.
Right.
And a lot of times I'll be on the bed and stuff, and then I'll just like, and I fall asleep. And I'm telling you, it is the best sleep. And it might only be 15 minutes, but it's the best freaking sleep you ever have.
Mm-hmm.
And you're completely naked in the bed. So that's like
clean and naked and on clean sheets.
I might even keep the towel around my waist. You know what I mean? It just depends on, because for whatever reason, I get super tired.
Yeah.
And I keep waiting for my wife to come home one day and finding me in the bed, you know, totally naked and sleeping.
She'd be like, well, what are you doing?
Well, I would love for her reaction to be, oh, man, I'm going to get me some of that, you know.
She'd be like, it's the middle of the day. What are you doing?
Unfortunately.
Naked in the bed.
The reaction would probably be, oh, my God, is he dead? You know, which is a shame. So I'd like for the reaction to be,
oh, baby.
Yeah, fired up, you know, sexiness or something. Oh, I'm I'm really fired up. I'm going to get me some of that Raycock. But no, that's never the case, you know. My wife's really sick, by the way.
Why?
Oh, she's just sick. I don't know.
She has the stomach flu?
No, it's all sinuses.
Oh, yeah.
She can't talk.
Ugh.
Her throat's like this. I mean, she's really bad.
Aw.
Yeah, so she's very, but she's still working. I mean.
Has she had her flu shot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She had the flu shot.
Okay.
Yeah. She's sick, though.
Yeah.
I didn't have the flu shot.
I had the flu shot.
Guess who's not sick?
I had the flu shot, and yesterday all I did was sleep all day long. I'm like, I had no energy to get up and do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it said it causes fatigue the first 1 or 2 days. Good.
I'm saying that I haven't had the flu shot.
And you're going to get really sick in about a month.
I don't know. All I'm saying is I haven't had it.
You did last year.
I know, but it's now April 11th. Still no flu.
It's not April 11th.
Or no, what is it? January.
I wish it was April 11th.
I guess I just added a few months. Baseball starting. Very excited. Well, it's January 11th. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Baseball starts in a month.
Do you know how many people just turned off the feed going, oh, shit, is this a replay? April? What the hell?
You're thinking of April freshness.
Who thinks it's April? Sorry, everybody. Al is, by the way, Al messaged me.
Yeah.
And he said, he goes, sometimes Nikki has to air out that muff, take a nice, comfortable nap. Is that what you're doing?
That's when the ceiling fan is going, so you have a nice little breeze on
yeah.
it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, yeah, there's something, when it's super hot outside, there's something refreshing about getting out of the shower, and it's not so much in the winter. In the winter, you just, no, you want to, you get out of the shower, you just want to get your clothes back on.
Right.
And I've been powdering my balls every single day. I thought I'd share.
I think you shared it the other day.
And, but what I'm doing is I'm dumping the powder into my underwear.
Ugh.
Instead of just taking it and applying directly to balls or putting it in my hand and, you know, putting a big, you know,
poof ball.
Yeah. I'm just taking it and I'm dumping it into my underwear, then putting it on. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, right?
As long as you don't get it on the floor.
Yeah, Yeah, but when I go directly and I take it in my hand and just put it, you know, slap it up onto my balls and stuff.
Yeah.
Then it's everywhere.
As long as it doesn't make paste.
Yeah, the powder's everywhere. Well, I'm dry. I don't make paste.
You do later when you sweat.
You know, I need to stop peeing so goddamn much.
Oh, Lord.
I pee, like, I get all...
You got to get all that stuff out of you.
Yeah, but listen, when I put that powder on, and I'm so dry, you know.
Yeah.
It feels so good. There's nothing down there that, you know, nothing moist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm good. And then the first time I go to pee, oh, I got a mess.
Ruins it all.
It's insane. I hate, I do that. You know what? That's the one thing about getting old that I just hate. I thoroughly am disgusted by my body as I get, and the pee, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Because whatever the fuck is going on.
Uh-huh.
There's always a little bit of pee dripping out. You know, and you don't even feel it. It just sort of, it's the worst.
Dribbles.
It's like you could shake it
mm-hmm.
and shake it. There's still some left behind.
Oh, Lord.
It's crazy. I swear to God, I hate it.
I'm glad I don't have one of those things.
Oh, my God. You can never, oh. It's the worst.
I don't know how you guys walk around with those things.
I don't. I swear to God, I don't know. I don't know where the urine's coming from.
Your bladder.
Well, I mean, why won't it? Why can't it? You know what it is? It's our prostate. The goddamn.
You need to get yours checked.
The goddamn prostate's swollen. Yeah. By the way, I haven't had a prostate exam.
Well, you need. I thought you're supposed to have one when you're 45.
Yeah, I'm 50. I haven't even had one. I mean, I had a prostate exam once when I turned 40.
Yeah.
But I haven't had one. I mean,
better get yours checked.
Yeah, I haven't been to the doctor since my birthday. So, well, I guess I mean I've had shots, but I haven't had any kind of. I haven't had any kind of appointments.
Wellness appointments.
Yeah. So I do need to go in and get a physical and get everything checked, you know.
Yes. You do.
And just to make sure. But I feel, I got to tell you what, I feel better now than I have in a really long time.
Good.
I do feel good. So, you know, I've been taking care of myself lately.
I want something that gives me some energy.
Well.
Without making me crazy.
Oh, I don't know how to do that then. I don't know. Well, so your muff gets all aired out when you sleep naked.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Al, to answer your question, it's a nice aired out muff. It's all taken care of.
It's all nice and taken care of.
I'm going to look at some news here. Let's see what I have.
Did you watch the speech last night?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was really good. I enjoyed the speech. And you know what I liked the most about it?
What?
He didn't take any shots at Trump. I liked that. I really did. I liked the fact that he said, we're going to have a smooth transition of power and, yep. I'm open to, he didn't say president. We're open to the new administration. Whatever they need, we're going to give to them. He says, we're going to do the same thing to them that President Bush did to us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself in this day and age of political discourse, I really liked the way he said that.
I liked the speech as a whole because it was a wrap-up of 2008.
Yeah.
The Grant Park speech.
Well, I liked...
The whole Yes, We Can.
Yeah, yeah, I liked that.
And how inspiring it was. And this was, you know, we did this, we came, we did what we could. You know, and he said he did the whole yes, we can, yes, we did, yes, we can.
Yeah, I like that. But I did, although, I mean, there were, you know, I found myself going, God, there's so much more shit we could have done if we weren't involved in this pissing match.
And, right.
And you know, and so it's sort of frustrating.
Yeah.
You know? So with that, I really... You know, that was sort of depressing, I thought.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good speech. I liked the speech and
I liked it at the end when he was giving praise to Biden, and Biden's doing the whole shotgun thing, his finger.
Oh, yeah, the finger gun.
I gotcha. Yeah, finger guns.
Biden is such a trip. Mm-hmm. He really is.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's like 80 years old, but he should have run for president.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like what we get there, and I want to see more of that. I want to see President Trump do more of that. So we'll see if he can. Anyway, I do have – listen, I have the 10 fast food chains with the most devoted fans. All right?
Huh.
Because we're passionate about our fast food, Nikki.
Okay.
I mean, not me because I'm not eating fast food, but, you know. A new study found the fast food chains that have the most devoted fans. Rankings are based on what percentage of people would recommend the chain to friends and family, minus the people who would discourage other people from going there. All right?
Okay.
So these are the fast food restaurants where someone said, "Oh, I want to get some fast food." Like you would say, "Oh, well, you should go to blank," you know. Oh, and it's also the place that people go, "Oh, don't go to blank." All right. So yeah. Here's the best fast food chains. Okay. You want to take a guess at who the winner is?
Culver's.
This could be interesting. This really could be interesting. I want people to guess. What is the number one fast food chain? It's either 814-0332, or you could send me a message on Facebook or, Skype or Twitter, whatever. Just send me a thing. So your guess, Nikki, is what?
Culver's.
Culver's is number 2.
Ooh, that's close. This
is a very good guess. Very good guess.
They're so delicious.
What do you like about Culver's? Because when I go there, I'm like, oh yeah, that's good. It's good, but it seems when I was eating fast food, I'm not eating fast food now, but.
Right.
I was always forgetting about Culver's, you know.
That's because they don't have any in the center of town.
Well, I'm never in the center of
town. They're way out west, way up north.
I did when I used to work at a Capital Radio Group,
mm-hmm.
and I go out for lunch sometimes, I would sometimes go to Culver's, and I'd get the, what would I get? Those frickin' the cheese things, cheese curds.
I don't know about the cheese curds, but I like the French fries.
Yeah, I don't eat French fries. I'd eat like the cheese curds, and I get. Oh, you know what's good? I'll tell you what's good. There is the pork tenderloin.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. So I do like Culver's. I don't like. I don't. Their ice cream. I haven't tried.
It's custard, and it's delicious.
Well, I mean, I've had it.
It's very smooth. It tastes like homemade ice cream.
Yeah, I had it
it's
once.
Custard.
But I, I'm not, I don't, I try not to eat a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's my fear is, you know, it's too much.
Yeah.
All right. So here is fast food chains. Here's the fast food chains, and it's the one that people like the most, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is the top fast food chain, Panera.
I think of them as being fast food.
But what they are. I mean, they're
are they?
A chain. Yeah. They're a chain. They have drive through.
Do they have drive through?
Yes. Panera.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
The only thing I've had from there is soup once.
Panera has the most devoted fans of any other fast food. And you know what? I always forget about Panera.
Yeah.
Because I can go to Panera now. I can go to Panera now and get like a salad if I felt like it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and they do. Their selection is, I mean, they have good coffee. They have a lot of pastry. Or not, I guess they don't have a lot of pastry, but they have like, you know what they have? They have a lot of shit you could eat with coffee.
Right.
They have scones.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Danish.
I think they've got a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, cinnamon roll. You know, none of those things are good for you.
Right.
But they have it. But
they've got tons of chunky bread.
Yeah, they have a bunch of sandwiches all on thick bread. All right?
Yes.
And then they...
soup.
Yeah, they have soup, they have salads, all that stuff. So Panera is the number one. It's a place that nobody complains about it.
Well, I complain about it.
What are you complaining about?
I don't like chunky bread.
Mm.
I'm not a big bread person.
So you're saying you would not go to Panera?
I would for the broccoli cheese soup.
I got to tell you, when I was eating fast food, I always forgot about Panera.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking back. I'm going, oh, shit, I should have gone to Panera.
Well, you still can and get salad.
No, I don't feel like Panera. No. I don't want to eat any of that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even want the salad.
Mm.
By the way, I'm on such a roll. I don't want to jinx myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on such a roll with the food.
Yeah.
I got to force myself to eat.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not, I don't want to jinx myself, but.
After the surgery, it'll be that way too. You have to be hungry at all and you have to force yourself to eat.
I have to force myself to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that. You know, I like being in this mode. I don't want
protein doing that because it fills you up.
Well, I'm not eating. I just don't, you know. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm like, you know. I don't need to eat. Like, even last night with dinner, I'm picking at it, you know.
Yeah.
And then yesterday for lunch, I had an omelet.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave half of it away to my dog. And it was, and by the way, it was delicious. I mean, it was delicious. Yeah. But it was just too much.
Yep.
It really, and it was just a two-egg omelet.
Mm-hmm.
But it was too much. All right, number two is Culver's, which you picked.
Yum, yum, yum.
Number three, we don't have this around here, but it's In-N-Out Burger. And I've heard good things. I've heard good things about In-N-Out Burger. Yeah, they have them out west. And they're delicious hamburgers. And I guess most of the, I mean, they have hamburgers that are like, you know, lettuce, tomato, mayo, ketchup, you know, all these things. Uh-huh. And it's just great. And they make it with fries and, you know, people love it. I've never had it.
Hmm.
Then Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
I know Chick-fil-A's four. I would have thought it'd be higher on the list.
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, when I do go, my daughter loves Chick-fil-A, so.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, when I pick her up from school, she goes, Dad, can we go to Chick-fil-A? And I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll take you through the drive-thru. Now, lately, I don't want to order things or anything for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I have in the past ordered a sandwich. And you know what? The people there are so damn friendly.
Yeah. They're like that at Culver's, too.
Yeah. They're a little slow at Chick-fil-A, but they're so friendly and the food's good. And yeah, so I like Chick-fil-A. Right. Up next, number five, is Five Guys.
I've never been there.
Yeah, and we got one here. It's just, mm-hmm. It doesn't have a...
drive-thru.
There's no drive-thru because it's at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so inconvenient. I mean, not only is it not easily accessible with drive-thru, mm-hmm. but you got to park in the freaking mall parking lot to get one.
There's one in the Galleria. Not the Galleria. Yeah, the Galleria.
But, you know, it's like, and I think there's an entrance to the mall. Is there? Like, if you're in the mall, you can walk directly in, right? Okay. Because
yeah.
I know there's an outside door.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I've never been in the mall. You know, I was thinking the other day, I haven't been in the mall.
Oh, it's been like 4 or 5 years.
I'll say it's been like 8, 9 years since I've been in the mall.
I know.
It might be more than that.
I don't want to walk around.
I mean, I'm so fat.
I don't want to walk around. There's nothing for me to see.
But Five Guys is, it's number five. All right. Then Papa Murphy's Take and Bake Pizza. Why the hell? Can I ask why anyone would use that place?
I don't know. You can use food stamps there.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Well, it's, I mean, to me.
I've never had it, and the people that I know that has had it have been like, it's just pizza.
Well, it's like, it's not even cooked.
No, you go home and cook it the way you want it.
Well, what the fuck? I mean, why do I want to go out and get, first off, there's no delivery, okay?
No.
So I got to drive to the place and get this pizza.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's in a box, and it's just the dough with the shit on it. So I got to drive with this uncooked pizza in my car home.
Yeah.
Probably all the cheese and stuff is all over the place because, you know.
Yeah.
I'm driving with it. It's not made. Mm-hmm. Then I got to go home, and I have to bake it.
Right.
It seems to me it would be easier and cheaper to just make like a homemade pizza at home, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Do they sell? I'm wondering at the store. Can you buy like pizza dough at the store?
Yeah. Chef Boyardee.
Well, you're probably cheaper.
That's what I use.
You're probably cheaper or better off just buying the pizza dough, right?
Or you can get that Bobola stuff.
And whatever the shit is,
you can get Pillsbury pizza crust.
So I don't understand why anyone would buy the Papa Murphy's. I guess it's really popular. Mm-hmm. But you buy the Papa Murphy's and you throw it in the oven. I don't know. Mm. But people love it. It's number 6 on the list. Then it's Subway. Mm. Of which, you know what? I don't like Subway.
I don't either. I much rather have Jimmy John's.
I don't like Subway.
I don't either.
Oh, I know Jimmy John's. And Jimmy John's is so confusing because Jimmy John himself is such a dick.
Is he?
He's such an a-hole. Oh, yeah.
But the food's delicious.
I don't like him. I don't like his politics. I don't like the pictures that he has hanging all over the place of him killing, like, elephants and stuff. And, you know, it's just like, oh, man. I hate him. But his food is so good. You know, those freaking sandwiches are so good.
Yeah. With extra mayo.
Oh. Oh, shit. Yeah, give me that fattening mayonnaise. I want that shit. I want a Jimmy John's with extra fat.
Mm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Give me that mayonnaise. then there's Whataburger. I miss Whataburger living
in
Illinois.
I've never had one.
Oh, my God. When I was in Texas. And my wife, you know, my wife grew up in Texas. And I got to tell you, if you talk to her and bring up Whataburger, oh, my God, she gets this longing look. She misses Whataburger.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, too. I only lived in Texas for a couple years. I ate at Whataburger almost every day. I'm serious. Like, every day, I get a Whataburger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I lived off of Whataburger. So I still miss it, you know.
Right.
And it's been 20 years.
Wow.
I was thinking this the other day. I was talking to a buddy of mine.
What's so good about it?
I was talking to a buddy of mine who lives there, and I was adding up how long it had been. I hadn't been there since I've been there for vacation, but 1990 is the last time I lived there. So it's been a long time. I still crave it. It's just the burgers are, here's what they have. It's extra sized burgers.
Mm-hmm.
They're a flat patty. It's extra size, so they're extra big.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just larger, and they have lettuce, and I can't even explain what is so good about them, but they're just delicious. Whataburger is so damn good. And when we went on vacation, last time I was there for vacation, we went through the Whataburger like every day. Like every day we had to go out and get a Whataburger. Which I know my mother-in-law didn't know we were doing this because she would have complained, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we were going out every day and getting a Whataburger. Because they're just so good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just a regular burger. But, I mean, oh, my God. And I can't find it anywhere else, you know. I mean, I think that I'll tell you what, the closest is... The closest is Sonic, I guess, to Whataburger.
I don't like Sonic that much.
I'm saying in the way that it's built, you know, the long, the big, thin. Yeah. So
Sonic, everything they have tastes really salty.
Really?
Yeah. See, I don't add salt or use salt or.
No, I don't mind. Sonic's not on the list. It should be. I think Sonic's good.
I mean, I like their freezes, the yeah. slushy things.
Yeah, because you can mix the stuff, you know.
Yeah, and I like their milkshakes.
Although, and I got to be honest when I'm talking about this. If I had my druthers, okay, rather than go to a fast food place like any of these places,
mm-hmm.
I do tend, if I have time, and there are local places. I mean, seriously, if you want to get a good burger, and I shouldn't plug any of these freaking places because they should buy advertising, but
right.
But I'll tell you something. It's hard to beat like a Sunrise Cafe burger.
I knew you were going to say
that.
I'm
serious. I mean,
I still have been.
I'll go to. If I really want to get a good double cheese or double, like a cheeseburger, you know, mm-hmm. that's the place to. That's the place to go.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, then there's listen, Twisted Deli's good. I could just mm-hmm. name so many local places.
Right.
But, it's just the time and, there's a lot of things you got to go through. But.
Yeah.
Up next on the list is Rubio's. What is Rubio's?
Have you ever heard of it.
What the hell? Hold on, I look up Rubio's. So I don't even know what the hell that is. Rubio's. What the fuck? Rubio's.
Sounds like something that would be in the Northeast.
It's coastal-inspired fresh Mexican food. Huh. Yeah. It's bizarre. So they must have Mount West.
Maybe.
You know? And it's a green logo. And it says Rubio's. So the original fish taco is what they have. And I don't know. I guess that's why. So Rubio's is on the list. I know nothing about Rubio's. And then Baja Fresh, which we also don't have here.
Mm-mm. Don't is have that a, like a Chipotle?
It's it's kind of it's another Mexican place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, I guess that's the new things. Those are number 9 and 10.
Huh.
By the way, they also
and
have
you noticed the big 3 weren't on there.
Yeah, no, McDonald's, Burger King,
Hardee's,
Sonic, there's a bunch that aren't. They're not on. Yeah, Wendy's, they're not on the list. Oh my god. No.
Cuz you only eat there when you have to.
Felt so good. Oh, and then there are sit-down-only chain restaurants. The one with the most devoted fans is Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, I go there quite often.
Mm. It seems kind of white.
I get taken there quite often. I'm not made of money.
It's kind of white trashy to me.
Why? It's got good. I love their steak.
I'm just saying. It's how it is. I don't know.
Because it's country?
Yeah, I hate country people. No, I don't know. A lot of Trump supporters in there. I wouldn't walk in with any kind of Obama stickers. I'm guessing if you want to hear some people bitching about the black president, you go there.
Oh, Lord.
At least for another, 8 days or 9 days.
I like them better than Longhorn.
Yeah, see, I don't go to either one of those places.
You're not a steak eater?
No, I love steak.
Where do you go have steak?
I just
steak
don't think
at?
Those steaks are very good.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to go to a steak place, I'm going to go to a local restaurant. I'll go to if I want a good steak, I'll tell you what, if I want a good steak, I'll go to
Alexander's.
I'll have to cook it myself. But
I've never been there.
Oh, it's delicious. Yeah. I mean, it's nice cuts of meat. I hate the fact that I got to cook it, but.
Can't you have them cook it for you, though?
Yeah, but it's why do you want to pay more, you know? It's it costs more to have them cook it.
Oh.
Alexander's is very good. It really is. But yeah, there's a lot of good steak places, you know, local. I like to, if I'm going to get a steak, I want to eat it at a local place, you know.
Oh, okay.
So, that's my thoughts. And there, that, by the way, is the top 10 fast food chains with the most devoted fans.
Hmm.
Hey, did you see that Monopoly's introducing new tokens?
Mm-mm.
This is true. This is a true story. They have like a hashtag,
mm-hmm.
a scooter.
Wait a minute. The thing is a hashtag.
If you go to votemonopoly.com, okay. If you go to votemonopoly.com, they have a thing called pick the tokens, all right?
Uh-huh.
And there are different things you can choose from. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you have the traditional stuff, you know, the cat, dog, the car, the boat. The shoe or the boot, whatever the hell it is.
Mm-hmm.
The hat and the wheelbarrow.
They don't have the thimble anymore?
Then you can choose... Yeah, I don't see the thimble. I don't know. Then you could choose the scooter, the sunglasses, the horse.
Oh, horsey.
The boat steering wheel, the cell phone. Oh, is that a microphone? I might pick that. The microphone or the hashtag?
I'd pick the horse.
I might pick the microphone. Oh, it's a key. Oh, it's a key. I don't want that. I don't want a fucking key. Stupid.
Key, microphone. They both look the same.
Well, it looked like a microphone. Then when I clicked on it, it looked like a key. I'm like, oh, I'm not. What the hell would I choose that for? There's a typewriter. There's a, I don't even know what. Oh, money clip. A jet ski, a life-saving, whatever those, I don't even know what they call those things. You know the round thing they throw to you if you're drowning?
A life preserver?
Well, sort of, yeah, except, whatever it is. A kayak, another sailboat. What the hell? I don't even, oh, fire? It's like, I don't even know what that is. A dinosaur. And a TV. A computer.
Dinosaur would be kind of cool.
A computer monitor. A trumpet.
That would be kind of cool.
It looks like a Grammy Award. What the hell is this? Oh, it's a gramophone. Okay. A plane. Jesus Christ. A basketball. A roller skate. A camera. What the hell is this thing? A helicopter. This is, I mean, good Lord, it's like being at Trump's house. Mm-hmm. A bicycle, a motorcycle, a car, another boat, a turtle, another car, it's a race car, a monster truck, another, oh, cufflinks that looks like the money clip, and a wink face emoji. Plus, there's different types of phones. There's, oh, my God, there's so many. There's a thumbs up. There's a bow tie. There's a bunny slippers, a boots, tennis shoes. There's a bunch of shoes. There's a cowboy hat, rubber duckies, penguins, tubs. Jesus Christ. Sliced bread. I mean, there's so many. And then there's like seven different emoji faces you could pick.
Why would you?
There's a rooster. Oh, the thimble is there, by the way. I just saw the okay. thimble, yeah. So in other words, Monopoly is making different pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go vote at votemonopoly.com, you'll pick the next piece. I don't know who would want to do it, but if you are interested...
Dinosaur or the horse?
I mean, who the hell? Who gives a shit? Is there a who gives a shit emoji? Because I'll vote for that one. Right? Oh, I'm going to pick the Who Gives a Shit.
I know. How about one that's a pot leaf? I know lots of people that would
get a pot leaf. Might actually make people want to play stupid friggin' Monopoly. I know what happened the last time you played Monopoly. You got a big fight and you stopped talking to someone for like a bunch of years.
They have a 1-800 number now. I saw it the other day. I don't remember if I saved it or not, but it's a Monopoly 1-800 controversy. Something like you call them if you're having a controversy.
Like if you're playing a game,
it helps save friendships.
Yeah,
and
I want to get
number.
That's
you'd be
the
like,
job
they
I
did
want.
This and I did this, and then they did this, and who's right or who's wrong? And they'll. Solve
I want
it for
that
you.
Job. Like I bet there's somebody working at home that just answers that. I want that. I'm going to contact who makes it, Hasbro? Or who? I don't even know who makes Monopoly.
Let's see if it's on my page.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I want that job. So that when people call, I could tell them to get a fucking life.
Hey, now.
I'm sorry, what's your argument? Well, he wants to let go without. Oh, yeah, well, she wants the blah, blah, blah. Okay, let me think. Hold on. Let me think on this. Okay, here is your solution. All right. Yes, what is it? All right. Solution is.
It's a game.
Get a fucking life. It's a board game. Doesn't mean shit in the grand scheme of things. Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah, it does. You take it personal.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, but thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Oh, I'd love to have that job. Do you imagine the pleasure from telling people to get a fucking life? Really? Really? There's a bunch of people dying in the Sudan. Or you're playing your fucking games. Oh, there's a bunch of people killing. There's a bunch of people shooting them up, shooting each other up in Chicago. Have fun playing your game. Oh, yeah. So you're worried about whether or not you can run through Park Place. Let me see. There's a bunch of starving children living in the ghetto. Get a life. You pieces of shit.
I said, Monopoly has been destroying friendships since 1903. So we're not the only ones.
But in the grand scheme of things.
And that they opened a hotline to help settle any disputes at Christmas.
It's just a game. I mean, it really is just a game.
Oh, not so, when you, it gets personal.
So don't take it personally. All right, and a new study found that when you get revenge on someone,
it'll bite you in the ass.
This is quite the opposite. It instantly puts you in a better mood.
Really?
Yes, in fact.
It makes me feel guilty.
It's one of the best methods to switch from a bad mood to a good mood.
Oh, my God.
A new study found that getting revenge on someone will change your mood. The researchers showed you don't even need to get revenge on the person who wronged you to feel better.
Just let karma happen?
It's just taking out your aggression and anger on someone else will make you happier.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Oh, good. A bunch of motherfuckers I've been wanting to get revenge on, and I haven't. I should change my mood to get revenge on them.
Is that why you start fights with people when you're in a bad mood?
Yeah, I think that's why we do. It'll change your mood. I'll be damned.
Like, so does chocolate.
Like, are there people that you know? Mm-hmm. Be honest. In your life, you've been alive 40 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Are there people that you know that you just want to say, shut the fuck up, you know, shut up?
Yes.
Okay. But you don't because.
Right.
So let me ask you. If someone that there are some people you like and no matter what they say, it doesn't matter. You're still, you know. But there are other people you like but you don't really like. They're sort of annoying but they don't know it or. Or they're sort of a pain in the ass. They don't know. Whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And when they start talking, you just want to say, ugh, listen, shut up.
But you don't, because that's going to start a fight.
No, you don't, because you have that thing in your head. You like them just enough. You know what I mean? You have that thing in your head that tells you to stop. Okay.
Right.
Now, seriously, be honest with me. If you were to tell them that, wouldn't it feel good?
Yes, but then I have tried it before and it ends up in a big fight. And I still want them in my life.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you want them in your life, so you don't want to say, but wouldn't it just feel good to say, oh, really? Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it feel good to say that?
Mm-hmm.
That now, here's the problem. It's instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I never, and they hang up the phone and
mm-hmm.
you're like, oh, God, I finally got rid of that fucker. I finally got rid of this so-and-so or this bitch always, blah, blah, whatever it is. Like family members? Don't you have family members that you just want to tell them?
No comment.
You guys have family members. You just want to tell them to shut the fuck up. Oh, I'm sorry you don't know where to spend all your money. Shove it up your ass. like humble braggers and stuff. Whatever, no matter who it is in your life. Here's the deal. 2 minutes after you do it, you start feeling a little guilty, going, oh, man.
Yes.
I shouldn't have done that. Oh, shit. Oh, man, this means a person's probably going to be out of my life. And I don't really want them out of my life. I just wanted peace today. I just wanted them to shut up today. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of reasons why we don't. But I'm saying, if you were, wouldn't it feel good?
Without any consequences? Yes.
Yeah. To just for that one day to get, well, I never. By the way, Brent is typing in saying, every time Nikki's enemy, Brent, hears Nikki talk, he just wants to say, shut the hell up. And then he put the smiling face emoji with the eyes blinking. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
TJ says, tell me to go to bed.
TJ.
He says, tell me to go to bed all you want, but for crying out loud, just tell them to shut the fuck up. It's liberating and fun.
Go to bed, TJ. He needs to go to bed.
Oh, yeah. TJ loves to work all night.
Be up. Hours a day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a person who suffers 100% from lack of sleep. You know what I mean? TJ's
his brain's going like 100 miles a minute.
He's a walking zombie.
One of these days he's going to be in the middle of a sentence and just be like, start snoring.
And then Corey says, the real reason we don't tell people to fuck off is we have manners. You know, he's right. I mean, we're taught.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Well, I mean, we grow up with being taught manners.
Mm-hmm.
But, the point is that there are people that they just don't know how to act. You know what I mean? Like, there are some people who just, they have a problem.
Socializing.
Yes, that's a good point. They have a problem socializing. And I wish that the words existed for us to, I don't know. I just wish the words and stuff existed for us to tell them what we need to tell
them.
For example,
them.
Listen to what Corey says. He says, the best way to deal with family you can't stand or that are annoying is to move 12 hours away. You know what I mean? There has to be an easier way to tell people that are in your life that you love. Mm-hmm. I mean, you may completely love the person that annoys you.
Right.
But you've just got to get the hell away from them.
Yeah.
You know, or they're going to drive you crazy.
I know a couple of people that's done that.
There has to be an easier way to tell them. Could you imagine being one of these people that has someone in their life who's driving you crazy and you decide to leave rather than talk to them?
Mm-hmm.
You just say screw it and you pack up and leave.
Yeah. Okay? Come back to visit and
then could sure. you imagine like you move, say you move like to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I gotta get the fuck away from it. I'm gonna go to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're there for like 6 months and all of a sudden, you know, one day it's just like, oh, I wonder who's at the door. And you open the door and then it's that person. They go, hey, you know what? I missed you and I heard your reasoning for moving to Cleveland. So guess what? I moved here too. You see, that's why you've got to have, I don't know, it just, and I do
a
this.
A non-offensive way of telling them to shut the fuck up.
Well, I've done this, it's probably why I don't, and you know me, you know this, you're mm-hmm. because you're one of them, but I don't have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
And I have people that I love, people that I really like, but I just don't talk to them very often.
I'm the same way.
I have, but for me to be close with, I don't have, I'm honest, I don't have a lot of people I'm really close to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of it is because I try to be honest with people. Like if someone gets on my nerves, I will say, hey man, listen, you're on my last nerve right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you, it's me. I'm fucked up.
Right.
But I'm just, you're on my last nerve. Give me a break. But I am like, that's how I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it rubs some people the wrong way. Like, there are people that we've worked with who don't, I just don't do that. They don't talk about me very often. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, for whatever reason, they, you know. But it's because I will do something like I can only be bothered for so long before I have to say something to somebody. Does that make sense? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I'm getting at. Where just, yeah. I go, hey, give it a break.
Yeah.
You know, give me a break. Just keep, you know. And they get offended. And they're like, well, God, you know, screw, who the hell does he think he is? And I totally understand it. I totally understand why they do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think if you're being bothered by, I think if something is bothering you and then you gotta speak up.
It's hard to.
Yeah, and then it's always misunderstood when you do, because I'll tell you right now, there are people. I'm not naming any names or anything, but there are people in, there are people in my life who I love, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? I think the world of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationship has forever been bothered. Or the relationship has forever been tainted
mm-hmm.
by a misunderstanding. By me for misunderstanding the way they'd react to something I said.
Oh, definitely.
And by them for misunderstanding what it is I was saying.
Right.
And it has hurt me every time.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who, you know, don't like me because of something I said. And it actually hurts me more than them because they seem mm-hmm. to get on just fine. And I, mm-hmm. you know, but it's because of my... I would say my honesty, but it's not my. It's because of my abruptness, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So please watch this. I'm not giving you advice to tell people to I'm not giving you advice to tell people how to act or how to be.
Right.
But I am saying that there's instant gratification in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
term regret.
Yeah, but there is always, after you do it, there's always regret.
Yes.
So there you go. Well, listen, it's 10 o'clock, a little bit after 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We got to wrap it up today. Tomorrow's the last show of the week, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, numbers have been good lately, so I thank everybody. I think you guys are spreading the news, and I love the fact you're doing it. Thank you so much. Let everyone on your social media pages know that the Morning Disaster is here. We're live every single day, every single weekday. Well, most of them. We don't work Fridays, but we're here Monday through Thursday at 9 o'clock every single day. The podcast is available to download. In fact, it's finally back up on iTunes.
Cool.
So, by the way, Brent is saying, oops, I shouldn't have said that. No, but Nikki laughed. She got the joke, Brent. Don't worry. She's not angry at you.
He must be feeling regret.
Yeah, he instantly felt regret. He said, oh, I shouldn't have said that. But if it makes you feel good, you know.
Yep.
I guess he just got a question. Anyway, that wraps up today's show. We're going to be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. for the final show of the week. Nikki, good show today. Thank you.
Thank you.
And everybody else, we'll talk to you. It's Morning Disaster on morningdisaster.net.